Many of the people participating in the March for Our Lives event have witnessed past school shootings like the one at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The reoccurring tragedies have changed where they now stand on gun control. Jason Seabell, now 42, is one of the people who changed his perspective because of school shootings.
I joined the NRA as a life member when I was 18, and after what happened at Sandy Hook, I got rid of my membership, and we are not gun owners anymore. My wife's mother was a teacher in Newtown, Connecticut, and while she was not in Sandy Hook, she was in the other elementary school. She spent that day locked in a closet and protecting her students, and she still is pretty broken up about the whole thing, and my views changed, and you know, you're allowed to pivot, you're allowed to evolve, and I don't agree anymore with people owning weapons like that.
Ex-Air Force Barbara Satansky is doing anything she can do personally to reclaim the power from organizations like the NRA in support of the students.
I'm really impressed with the students who have stood up and the power that they are accumulating, and I'm excited that maybe really there's an opportunity now to really take down the NRA and take away their power and to try and get some changes done. I don't know why it's different for the students, but it is. You know, they were angry and they stood up right away and said, this is wrong, we're gonna change it. And it's just, I just love this movement. I don't know. I'm just excited about it and I wanna be a part of it.
And then there's Washington, D.C. native Daniel Hyder, who witnesses marches frequently in his own city, but has never joined one until now.
I've lived in Washington my whole life, and I've never really felt compelled to really march for something, and this is something that I think anybody on, no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, somebody who likes to, you know, shoot guns recreationally or not, this is something that everybody needs to be in favor of. I like to, shoot clay pigeons and, for fun and do, you know, trap shooting, but I'm not in favor of automatic weapons being able to be sold to anybody, and let alone, you know, a teenager.
For Sheila and Bob of Philadelphia, this isn't their first march on Washington. This time it's different because their family has been affected by school shootings, but it seems to them that no matter how much they march, they haven't seen much progress.
My nephew was at Virginia Tech, and one of his teachers was killed. And my daughter was in a high school where a student came in with an AR-15 and shot up a hallway and then killed himself in the school. So it's although we haven't lost anyone, it's still very personal to us because it does have a profound ripple effect on other families as well. It's hard at my age to be optimistic about seeing change on gun control after everything that's happened.
And would you say, is that why you come out to march?
No, I would have been here anyway. I mean, it's more of a motivation, but I would have been here anyway. This just, to me, it's the gun laws at this point are just insanity.
The determination the young students have to make a change is inspiring for people, and they are willing to support them in any way they can. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Claudia Delgadillo.